Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal manipulation and exercise for low back pain in adolescents. And finally, a story about the Global Spine Care Initiative. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 632, recorded May 11th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Low back pain is common in adolescents, but there is a paucity of high-quality research to inform care. The authors of a recent study, published in the journal Pain, conducted a multi-center randomized trial comparing 12 weeks of spinal manipulative therapy, SMT, combined with exercise therapy, ET, comparing it to ET alone. Participants included 185 adolescents aged 12 to 18 years with chronic low back pain. The study concluded that for adolescents with chronic low back pain, spinal manipulation combined with exercise was more effective than exercise alone over a one-year period, with the largest differences occurring at 6 months. These findings warrant replication and evaluation of cost effectiveness. Surf to our show notes for links. The purpose of a recent review published in the European Spine Journal was to develop recommendations for the management of spinal disorders in low-income communities with a focus on non-invasive pharmacological and non-pharmacological therapies for non-specific low back and neck pain. The authors synthesized two evidence-based clinical practice guidelines for the management of low back and neck pain. The recommendations considered benefits, harms, quality of evidence, and costs with attention to feasibility in medically underserved areas and low and middle-income countries. Results of the review found that clinicians should provide education and reassurance, advise patients to remain active, and provide information about self-care options. Clinicians should not offer treatments that are not effective. The review concluded that guidelines developed for high-income settings were adapted to inform a care pathway and model of care for medically underserved areas and low- and middle-income countries by considering factors such as cost and feasibility, in addition to benefits, harms, and the quality of underlying evidence. The selection of recommended conservative treatments must be finalized through discussion with the involved community and based on a biopsychosocial approach. Decision determinants for selecting recommended treatments include costs, availability of interventions, and cultural and patient preferences. As always, discuss all recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Entrepreneurial leadership requires the ability to move quickly when opportunity presents itself. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.